It's a sunny afternoon at Heron Pond Farms in South Spokane.
They experience the world through their mouth. They've got a hard palate on top and then teeth on the bottom. Whoa, 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 whoa. You can say hello, but no jumping. Anyway, hard palate on top.
Lori Arnold has about 35 Nubian goats on the farm raised for cheese. By this weekend, people in Spokane will be able to raise goats and other livestock in their own backyard, thanks to an ordinance from the city council. Those eager to have goats, sheep, or pigs need to get certified through a one-time class at Spokane's WSU Extension. Pat Muntz at the Extension office says one thing they'll address is the city's regulations, including an animal size limit of 3 feet tall and 130 pounds. Then there's a mount.
For every 1,000 square foot of lot size, you can have one chicken. Now, for larger livestock like goats and pigs and sheep, it's 2,500 square feet of lot size per animal.
Not what your typical backyard farm is going to sound like.
The first two classes cover goats. Arnold says they're pretty easy, but it can be a challenge to find the right feed and afford it. She also says a bored goat is a bad goat.
But they do need a companion, preferably of their own species, but they do well with a dog or a... They actually provide companionship to some horses, which are not going to be in the city.
Pat Muntz says the teacher will go over housing, veterinary issues, feed, and how to select a breed. Muntz picked a teacher who grew up with goats and says she's looking for an expert now to teach a pig class. After goats, pigs, and rabbits this summer, classes will be offered based on interest.
We have to get people educated with the basics so these animals are properly taken care of. But after that, I would love to see, you know, an urban goat club start, 4-H group maybe start up with urban goats, and then through that, then we can offer advanced education.
If you're chomping at the bit to get started, the first goat classes are this Thursday night and Thursday, May 22nd. Registration and payment are required in advance. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Paige Browning.